The Tana de Beliyo in Perek Yud Ches says that when Yehoshua was in his end of days, when he was giving chizik to Klal Yisrael, so he spoke Lashon Hara about a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and he told the Jewish people in his final message that they would not be able to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu properly because Hashem is holy, and he's a Kel Kano, he's a God who's demanding, who will not overlook your sins and your shortcomings, and Hashem's going to punish you if you don't do the right thing. So the Tana Beliyo says that Yehoshua spoke Lashon Hara about Hashem, that he spoke negatively about the Borei Olam. There's a similar medrash in Breishis Rab in Perek Yud Tes, and in Pirkei Rabbi Yezer in Perek Nun Gimel, which is cited by the Chafetz Chaim in his Akdama to the Chafetz Chaim, and again in Shmiras HaLashon in Chelek Beis. And he says that the Nachash, the snake, spoke Lashon Hara about a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and he said that a Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want Adam and Chava to eat from the Eitz Hadas, because Hashem is jealous that you're going to be able to challenge him, and you're going to be like Hashem, you're going to have Das. And the Nachash spoke Lashon Hara about a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the implication being that perhaps one can speak Lashon Hara about Hashem. You can violate an Isser of Lo Seilech Rachil Ba'amecha, violate an Isser of speaking Lashon Hara if you say negative things about a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the implication of the Medrash. And there's a riot to this, we'll see in a moment, from our Gemara and Chagigi here on Dav Zayin. We have another support for this regarding the prohibition to speak Lashon Hara about Eretz Yisrael. Rav David Mann writes in his Ber Miriam in Hilchos Melachim and the Rabbim in Chelek Beis, what is this prohibition to speak Lashon Hara about the land of Israel? Where does it stem from? You can't say negative things. We know about the Meraglim, the beautiful Gemaras in the end of Ksuba Sekuf Yud Beis, that Rabbi Chanina would level the streets of Eretz Yisrael to make sure people would not stumble when walking there. And Rashi explains why, because he didn't want people to think or speak negative things about Eretz Yisrael. I went to Eretz Yisrael, and the potholes, and the trap, whatever, he wanted to make sure people wouldn't say negative things about the land of Israel. And that's certainly another shmuz by itself. But the idea of speaking Lashon Hara about the land of Israel, Rav Ami and Rav Asi, if it was shady outside and they were cool, they would go into the sun so they would be warm, and if it was too hot, they would go into the shade. Why? And Rashi says, Kadei shelo yuchlul hisareim al yeshivas Eretz Yisrael. The people should not complain and say negative things about living in the land of Israel. That's the extent that a person has to go to make sure they don't make themselves uncomfortable and therefore think negative things about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's special place. So Rav David Mann explains, where does this come from? So he says, the mitzvah HaFrech HaKamocha. There's a mitzvah of V'hafrecha kamocha, to love another Jew as you love yourself. And within that, it's also not to speak in a disparaging way about the things that person loves. If a person has, you know, a beautiful item, a beautiful thing that they own, you wouldn't go and then say negative things about, you know, that item, because that's going to reflect negatively on the person who owns it as well. And so too, he says that Eretz Yisrael is the land of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's Hashem's land. And if you speak negatively about the land of Israel, then you're reflecting on Hashem's special place. When you speak negatively about Eretz Yisrael, you perforce are speaking negatively about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because that's a special thing connected to Hashem, and that reflects on Him as well. So we see, again, another angle to see that there is an inyan, there is an aspect to not say negative things about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not just your co-workers and people you see, or whoever it may be, other people that you come into your sphere, but to not speak Lashon Hara about the Kadosh Baruch Hu, the creator of the world. So they'll ask the following question now. Perhaps you'll say, the Torah says, Lo Seilech Rachil Ba'amecha. You shouldn't speak Lashon Hara about Amecha. How would I say that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is Amecha? Hashem is not one of us. He's not Re'echa. He's not my friend. We know there are mitzvahs in the Torah that depend on Re'echa. Mitzvahs that are Re'echa are mitzvahs that apply to other Jews. Other Jews, we can't speak about them in certain ways, do things in certain ways, the mitzvah of Ribbis, things like that. Whenever the Torah uses Amecha Re'echa, it's referring to other Jews. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Amecha, he's not Re'echa. Why would I include him in this prohibition? So, the first thing is that it's logical, if you cannot be Magana, if you cannot speak disparaging about another human being, then certainly I shouldn't speak disparagingly about Melech Malchei Melachim, about a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's just a logical thing we should appreciate at the beginning. If I can't speak Lashon Hara about a human, then why would I speak Lashon Hara about the Borei Olam? That's just without getting into any rayas or any diktuk or any proofs. But that would seem to be a first step to begin that process with. The second thing is a Rashi in Shabbos Lamed Aleph Lamed Aleph, and also here in the Chagiga Dav Zayin, Dibra Maschil Mibes. And this is all based on a Shmos Rabbah in Parshas Sisro and Chaf Zayin, that Hashem is Re'echa. And this is noted as a raya by the Ma'ari Asar and the Shuvas Yehuda Yalin or Achaim Simon Reish Dalet. Let's look at those two Rashis. So the Rashi in Shabbos famously says, on the Mishnah of whatever is hate, the Gemara of what is ever hateful to your friend, do not do to him. And Rashi says, Reyacha, Zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Al Tavor Al Dvarav, this is Hashem, do not violate his words. Shari Alecha Shanoi Sheavor Chaber Chadvaracha. You wouldn't like it if you was to ask somebody to do something they didn't listen to you, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu told you to keep the mitzvos, and it's not ties to Hashem to not keep the mitzvos, because Hashem is Reyacha. Hashem is your friend, so to speak, says Rashi. And here Rashi says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shekar Yisrael Reyim Shemar, Leman Achai V'Reyai. For Hashem, that we act Leman Hashem. So says Rashi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Reyacha. Hashem is your friend, your best friend. Hashem has the greatest interest in you at the end of the day, and therefore it's not proper to speak Lashon Hara. The above Rashi in Chagiga, based on the Medrash Tanchuma in Parshas Yisro, also indicates that Hashem is considered Achecha, not just Reyacha, but also Achicha, your, not just your friend, but your brother. The Rachaim HaKadosh in Vayikra Perek Yates says the Pasuk of Lo Sisnes Achicha Bilvavecha comes to include a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Don't hate Hashem in your heart. Talk to Hashem. Don't hold a grudge against Hashem. Open up in your tefillah, in your davening. Relate to Hashem. Unburden yourself on Hashem. Hashem is achicha, velo sisis achicha, even a Kadosh Baruch Hu bilvavecha in your heart. Have an open relationship. In Devarim in Chaf Beis, the Rechaim says as well, the Torah says, lo sire es shor achicha nedachim. You should not see the shor, the ox, or the sheep of your friend that is nedachim, that is on, that's going off the path. You have to go and return it if you see your friend's lost object and bring it back to them. So he says, this is a remez to helping Jews who have gone astray. He says, someone who's left the Torah, the Derech HaTorah, should not be ignored. But rather, you have to bring them back to Achicha Kadosh Baruch Hu. When you see the shore, when you see the sea, when you see the property of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem's sheep, Hashem's oxen, who go astray the path of Torah, don't say, person's off the derech, he's lost, I can't do anything for him. No, it's your brother, Hashem is your brother, Hashem is achicha. Go and bring that stray ox, that stray sheep back to its owner, back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and do kirev, and bring them back, and open them up to their relationship with their master, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Torah says, Hashev Tishiveim. If you make the first move to bring them back, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have them complete the journey on their own. Just have to guide them in the way back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to come back to Torah Mitzvos, and Hashem says, I'll take the care of the rest. But you have to open up with the Shalom Aleichem, you have to reach out to them to let them know that Hashem cares about them, and then they'll come back. But what do we see from the Sora Chaim? Hashem is Achicha. He's your brother, and he wants you to help him bring back his property, the Jewish people, to him as well. There is an interesting note from Rav Huttner. Rav Huttner has an essay in the Sefer Zikaron in memory of Chaim Shmulevitz. And there he says the following thing. He says, what's the difference between Achacha and Reyacha, your brother and your friend? He says, Reyacha is only used in relation to our connection to Hashem, and not Achacha. He says, he argues with the Sora Chaim. He says, the friendship of Reyus, the friendship of Reyacha, means a friendship that is on multiple levels. Deeper, lighter, the relationship has multiple colors and hues and shades of how the people relate to each other. Sometimes relationships are better, worse, different. How you relate to one friend is not the way you relate to another friend. Different conversations, different experiences. That's what it means, a friendship of Reyacha. The friendship of Achicha, says Rav Huttner, is a relationship that is on one level. No nuance. Yes or no. Good or bad. That's a relationship of Achicha. That's why the Torah says, Lo sisna es Achicha bilvavecha. Don't hate your Achicha in your heart. Because there's only one type of sinna. There are no such things as nuances of hatred. If you hate somebody, you hate somebody, you hate somebody. There's no way to sugarcoat it. If you dislike somebody, there's no nuance where, I dislike him, but you know, it's okay because, you know, it's a different type of dislike. No. If you're not a nice person, and you're not nice to somebody, and you hate them, you cannot color it any other way. Sinna is sinna is sinna. And that is relationship of achicha. One dimensional. However, ahava, love of Reyacha, comes in different levels. V'yahavta l'reyacha kamocha. There's different levels to love somebody. There's different levels in a relationship. And therefore, the language of Reyus, that type of friendship, says Rav Huttner, always connotes a friendship of nuance, difference. I relate to this person in one way, I relate to this person in a different way. And sometimes the relationship is like this, and sometimes the relationship needs that. There's different levels to that relationship. And therefore, he says, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only Reyacha, not Achicha. Because Reyacha means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu relates to every person as they are. Hashem understands exactly what each individual needs. Hashem is your Reyacha. He understands a nuanced, interesting, different, needed relationship with each individual person. And that's why Rav Huttner says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Reyacha, because it's a nuanced, deeper way that Hashem knows each one of us what's good for us, but not Achicha. So Rav Huttner seems to argue with the Rechaim HaKadosh, but Rav Huttner is entitled to such an opinion. Okay, the last point is a beautiful comment by the Ksava Kabbalah. In Dvarim, at the end of Dvarim, Perach of Zion, he says, the Torah says, Arur makare'ehu b'seser, curses the one who hits his friend in secret. And he understands that maka, as Chazal do, refers to Lashon Hara. What does it mean to hit your friend in secret? It means to stab him in the back, to speak negatively behind his back. And then he says, what does it mean, b'seser as well? So the Ksava Kabbalah says, Ze Sisro Sha'olam. It is the one who is the secret of the world, meaning the one who's, you know, Ein Sof, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's beyond everything. And therefore, he says that a person has to understand that you shouldn't speak Lashon Hara about Hashem. Don't speak negatively about Hashem. Don't stab Hashem in the back, so to speak. Even if you're Sisro Sha'olam, even the Ein Sof, the one we have no concept of, even Kadosh Baruch Hu, you shouldn't speak Lashon Hara about him as well, and keep up a positive relationship between you and Hashem. Okay, stop here.